when Jesus was baptized, three special things happened. First, it says, heaven was opened. And second, it says, the Holy Spirit came down upon him in the form like a dove. And the third thing says that there came a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. These three special things happen to us too when we are baptized, though not as completely as when Jesus was baptized because he is the Lord. But when we are baptized, heaven is opened for us in a new way. And the Lord's Holy Spirit comes down upon us, and there is a voice, there comes a voice from heaven, though we might not hear it, that's saying, this is my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. These are the uses of baptism. The first use of baptism is that we may be introduced into the Christian church, both in this world and in heaven. Because the Christian church on earth, where it's truly the Christian church, is the Lord's heaven on earth. And baptism is the way that we say, yes, I want to be part of the Lord's Christian church on earth. When we say that, then the angels, when we are baptized, the angels can say, oh, here's someone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and wants to follow him. And they are glad to welcome us into their company and help us along our way to become more and more truly Christians. The second use of baptism is that the Christian may know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as our Redeemer and Savior and follow him. Now, when the Lord's Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus, and when it comes down upon us, that especially means the Lord's divine truth comes down into us and fills our life. The Holy Spirit is especially the Lord teaching us and leading us by his teaching to heaven. And the most important truth of all is to know and acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and God, as the Redeemer who came into the world to rescue us from the hells, and our Savior who works with us every moment of every day to save us from our sins. So when we work with the Lord, then the Lord helps us be more and more purified from our sins by his Holy Spirit. That purification is represented by the beautiful white dove that was also seen coming down upon Jesus. That represents being cleaned, cleansed, and purified from evils. Another example of the Lord's divine truth filling us up is the Ten Commandments. For example, when we learn the commandment, thou shalt not murder, and we learn that that means thou shalt not be angry with someone else without any reason. Thou shalt not be contemptuous or sneering or resentful of other people. We learn that means me. I mustn't do that. And we think about the ways in which we are being angry or contemptuous. And we say, that is a sin against the Lord. I don't want to do that anymore. We work on that. We work with the Lord. Then the Lord more and more purifies us from that evil. He pushes that anger out to the edges of our life more and more, so that eventually we don't even like being angry anymore. Now that takes a long time. It's a lot of practice to get there, but the Lord is working with us every single day. So every day we can make progress. We can get a little better, get that more under control, because the Lord's Holy Spirit is purifying us. And the third use of baptism is that the Christian may be regenerated, which means being born again. That's what regenerate means, being born again. Because when we let the Lord's Holy Spirit fill our minds and our lives, and we push the things that the Lord says are bad, we let the Lord push them out of the middle of our lives, out to the edges, we become a different person. We become a new person. It's like we're born again. We're born again as the Lord's beloved Son, the Lord's Son in whom he is well pleased. And we can feel the Lord's love sometimes when we're busy doing something that we love to do to help someone else, and we feel that satisfaction, that's the Lord's love. Or when we love our family and our friends or our married partner or our children, that's the Lord's love. There's a voice coming to us from heaven. Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So when we come to be baptized, or when we bring our children to be baptized, we are saying yes, please, to the Lord's covenant and promise of eternal life, that we can be filled with His Holy Spirit by His divine truth from His Word, that we can be purified from our evils, that we can be filled with His love instead of selfish love, become a new person. We can be good friends with the angels of heaven. So we can thank the Lord for His covenant and promise of baptism and aim to fulfill it in our lives. Amen.